well, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is going to come in. And there you go. Almost a perfect looking fry. Check that out.
What is up, guys?
What up?
This is episode 8.
Ocho, for those of you that are speaking Spanish.
Sí. Anyways, how long does it take for you to fall asleep every night?
Fall asleep? I don't know. I feel like anywhere from like 10 to 20 minutes.
10 to 20 minutes?
I'd say that's a pretty
average.
Average, you know?
Because I fall asleep, like, the minute I, like, think about I'm going to sleep, like, there's, like, pillow talk and stuff like that.
Ooh, yeah,
pillow talk. Ooh, we have bet. Some weird ones.
Bet.
When I, like, actually, like, okay, and flip over and get ready to fall asleep, 5 minutes, tops. I can sleep, like, instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I think it's weird when people are like, yeah, it takes me, like, an hour to fall asleep.
Dude, it depends. How? It's you just sit there. It's like.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Because I've had, like, maybe, like, I could probably count them on one hand of times where I had a hard time falling asleep.
And what do you do?
What do? I sit on my phone until all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, oh, I slept. Okay.
Oh, because you fall asleep with, like, your phone in your hand.
No, not usually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're...
But, yeah,
if
like, that's were... how I would... That's one of the instances where I was sitting there.
I don't know. I feel like if I start playing with my phone, I end up not even trying to go to sleep. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I can't, like, oh... Guess I can't fall asleep yet, so all I do is lay in the dark, bro, for like 20, 30 minutes.
You just
until somehow your eyes I wake open up
or,
again.
Because it's dark, are your eyes open and you're like actually like just sitting there blinking, or are your eyes still closed while you're sitting there pretending to be asleep?
I feel like it's dark enough that I don't need to close my eyes, but
what are you looking at then?
No, I mean like so when you're laying in the dark, you close your eyes. But I feel like there's a point where you're forcing your eyes to close and it's more work. No. So you kind of just like you just kind of I don't know.
I got him with this one, guys.
What I do to try to fall asleep on myself.
Yeah, because like I'll sit there and like
if your eyes are heavy, I'm like
because like I have a routine and I don't know if it works for everyone or if it's just like my personal way.
Yeah.
But I'll lay in bed and I can pop my back while laying in bed.
It's strange.
So I rotate my hip over and I push on like I don't know if it's good.
He looks cute right now the way he's doing it too. He's got his hand behind his hip like hey.
Yeah. No. So I'll like push my hip and I can pop like you know those like vertebrae like right above your hip, the ones that like a lot of people seem like they can't pop.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't the ones that I have an issue with in my back. My back is mumbled there. My back, the ones that like I wish I could pop are the ones between my shoulder blades.
Huh.
Like just thinking of it right now is like bugging me.
My advice is. You gotta tone yourself down on popping those, bro. Because if once you get older, you're gonna be like me, where I'm scared to pop my back or I'm gonna poop myself or something if I pop it too hard, man. I gotta pick up something off the floor and like both of my knees pop like glow sticks.
God, man, yeah. I heard you over a machine at work the other day.
Rough.
So because where was I going with this? Oh, so I do that to pop my back, and it like I don't know if it just. Relieves stress from the day or like
it releases
tension
endorphins.
Yeah. I don't know. I do that and like 5 minutes later I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. But I think about it. I had a hard time falling asleep when I was a kid till I got my water bed. When I had a regular bed.
Dude, you had a water bed.
Yeah, I had a water bed. So
you had a water bed after the year 97.
Yeah. Figure it out. There was only one place I could get stuff for too. Before you could start just willy dilly buying stuff off the internet. So I pop my back, I'm out. When I was a kid, I would sit there and it's obviously like I just asked you, what do you stare at? But as a kid, I just played with my toys.
Okay.
Because I was still a kid.
That's weird.
And so
I'm the lay there in the dark trying to think about nothing.
How do you think about nothing?
Just think about a blank wall and just stare off. I don't know, dude. Like, because I feel like, so I've looked up techniques to like, okay, this will help you go to bed sooner or whatever. So it's like marine tricks, right? Like they do to sleep.
Oh,
and
the
like,
thing like you put your feet up on the.
No, not that one. So I've wanted to try that one, which is like you put your feet on your like you lay on the floor, put your legs over like the edge of your bed, and you're basically laying on your back on the ground. And
how tall do you think I am?
How tall is your bed? Like 8 feet tall?
Kind of have to hop up in it.
Your bed's tall. There's a difference, but or like a chair. They say do a chair too. You're getting technical. I don't like that.
Couch.
But like you put your legs up, and it's supposed to help you fall asleep. That's what. It's like an 8 minute nap for Marines or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to look that up when I would try to go to bed and just kind of curious, you know, well, how am I going to go to bed faster or whatever without being super exhausted? And there's like a list of things that they do to help you go to bed easier, which is like one is you're supposed to bring your shoulders down when you're laying in bed, like not slouching, like kind of just relax your shoulders.
Story
they
of
say
my
that
life.
A lot of it, like your
chair noise,
your body just kind of does it on its own where you tense your body up. So one is like relax your shoulders. Then like you're supposed to like slow down your breathing, like breathe in, count to like five, breathe out, breathe in, count to five. Like it's supposed to be a process of like helping your breathing slow down and like calm your heart rate. And like it works, which is weird, but I haven't done it in a while, but it's supposed to like slow you down and kind of relax you. And there's a bunch of things that actually help. But no, usually I just sit there and stare at like my pillow for like 30
autopilot.
Minutes.
Like when you get the stares when you're like you're delirious during the daytime and you just kind of like you look over and you're like staring at like,
dude, I get those when I
for like 20 minutes. You're like, what the
dude? That's me when I take a nap and JC comes home. Like she'll catch me like fresh from a nap, ooh, and I'm like the most irritable person when I wake up.
Oh, nice.
I am. I'll tell you straight up, I'm grouchy, dude. Like if you wake me up and I have to do something after waking up, I am so irritable.
JC, wake him up one day and make him do yard work.
She knows better than that.
No, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
I've had it once, but it wasn't scary.
Okay.
Because it was, I guess like people see things when they're under it. Like you're asleep, but like your eyes are wide open and you can't move.
Yeah.
So I've had that, but the way I sleep, like I have a pillow like kind of close to my face. So when it happened, I just like couldn't move and I like could look around, but I couldn't see anything because my pillow was in my face.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like all I do is like go back to sleep and it goes away. But like I hear these people, it's like, oh, there's a guy in the corner of your room and like you can't scream, you can't move. And I'm like, no, I just go back to sleep, bro.
I'm just on autopilot.
I'm like, all right, this sucks. Go back to bed.
No, because for a while there, I was like, because when I work nights, I have to sleep during the day or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like dinking around with like ideas and stuff. And I read and I tried it. If you drink apple juice right before you go to bed, like real apple juice, not like fake stuff.
Oh.
It's apple flavored, but like actual 100% juice.
Is it? What's that brand? Juicy Juice?
Yeah, not Juicy Juice. You're not trying to drink Juicy Juice.
It's 100%.
Juicy Juice is?
Juicy
That's
Juice
like their...
is 100% fruit.
Yeah, but...
Don't you dare ruin my childhood.
Is it Juicy Juice?
I think it's Juicy Juice. But anyways, while you're looking that up. So if you drink apple juice right before before bed, it's supposed to make your dreams more vivid and memorable. I don't know the science to it. Really? I don't know if it's real or if it's placebo effect. But I did it for a little while, and it was weird because, like, I would have, like, very, very vivid dreams about, like, you know when you have, like, the dream that you trip and fall and you twitch awake?
Yeah. Oh.
I would have ones like that, but, like, I was on a roller coaster, so it was, like, three or four of those instances, wow, like, back to back to back. Ugh. And it was intense.
Dude, those twitches are, like, the most uncomfortable
thing. Oh, dude, I get them so much now.
Now, you want me to tell you what also, Juicy Juice is 100% vitamin C, 100% juice, no added sugar.
Ooh, juice pulling up the health.
That apple though.
So juice. So like
that's your night terror juice, or what was it? The sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis. But no, it's supposed to make your dreams vivid. Well, I was reading a thing, and if you guys want to try this on your own, more power to you.
Yeah, dabble in it. Do a little something.
So, in order to do a controlled sleep paralysis, you have to take and you lay there. You lay in bed and you don't move. And you're supposed to sit there, and your body will send off little triggers, like, oh, this itches, so you scratch it or whatever. Don't scratch the itch. Yeah, don't scratch the itch. Let any of the triggers make you move. You have to sit perfectly still, and you can't, like, roll and stuff, so your body, like, becomes, like, your body falls asleep, because, like, those triggers are, like, from what I'm reading, this is all hearsay,
It's hearsay. Yeah,
it's hearsay. From what I was reading, it's your body seeing if you're asleep or not.
So also, like, it's like testing you. It's like, yeah, can you still move?
Yeah, can you still move?
Are you still aware?
And so what sleep paralysis is essentially your body is asleep, but your mind is not.
Ooh.
And so...
So you're basically tricking your body to say, okay, shut it down.
Shut it down, but you're awake.
I'm awake.
Yeah, and you can actually, like... I don't know if it's full sleep paralysis, but you can actually, like, trigger something, I guess, I assume,
like a
similar
state,
to.
I guess, like a similar state.
Huh. And I did that. I've done that maybe, like, 5 or 6 times. And it's kind of hard to do because, like, you want to move or, like, you adjust your shoulders. But if you adjust your shoulders, it's like you start over or whatever. But I've done it, and it's wild because I was just sitting there, and, like, I was like, holy crap, it's working. And, like, I was sitting there, and, like, mentally, I was completely coherent.
It's weird.
But, like, I couldn't – because – your body like sleeps, you can't move like
that's
so back.
Strange.
And it was weird. And I don't know if it was an all mental thing.
Huh.
I don't know, but I felt like it worked.
That is weird.
And so I dabbled in it and I'm like, wow, this is a strange
thing.
The
experiments that you do when you live on your own.
God, I know. Hey, okay. Speaking of by yourself, would you rather go to the movies by yourself or dinner by yourself? I got this is from another podcast, but I heard it on the way over, so it was relevant.
So I've actually done both.
Okay, what would you prefer?
No, I feel like I'm being baited here, and it's like my wife's going to be like, oh, you don't want to go to dinner with me then, huh?
Yeah, no, no, this
that,
is...
Or you don't want to go to the movies with me.
JC, this is purely... I heard it on a podcast on the way over here, and I was like, ooh, I'll ask Sergio that.
I love having dinner with my wife. She knows that. But I don't know. I've done both. I've done, like, the movie by myself, and, like, I went in, and it was pretty cool. Like, just going to a movie by myself, didn't have to, you know... check the next person's reaction. Like, I kind of, it's like a thing I do in my head. Like, I'll look over and see, are they enjoying it? Like, I'm enjoying it.
Did they laugh
it.
At what I laugh at?
You know,
at?
Like, so I have done, like, the dinner thing by myself. That was kind of cool. It's more public, though, when you do the dinner. Because you're, like, in a movie, it's like you're in there by yourself. And, like,
after it starts, nobody's paying
attention.
After it starts,
nobody knows that you're in there. But, like, at a dinner, like, people are going to see that you're sitting there eating by yourself.
So it's a self-conscious thing?
It's a self-conscious thing. Okay. I like the dinner thing, though. I'll say that I would recommend that if you go do a dinner by yourself, even if, like, you know, you have your significant other working, just go have dinner by yourself. Sit down and have a full meal by yourself at a restaurant that, like, Chili's or something, just by yourself. It's a weird experience, but it's kind of like relaxing. Like, you know, you don't have any, like, social, like,
it's
like
just
cues
you and
that
some
you need
food
to
munching.
Follow. Yeah. Like, yeah. You don't have any social cues that you need to follow, as in, like, you don't have people next to you like, oh, we're at dinner. You know, what's going on? Like, you know, let's start a conversation.
Silences.
So you can have whatever awkward silence you want on your own.
I was going to say, I hope you're not talking to yourself while you're at dinner by yourself.
I talk to myself all the time.
It's only bad if you answer your own questions.
Well, yeah. If you got the answer, why don't you share it with yourself? Yeah. Duh.
You dink.
You know, you want me to tell you what the one thing that I've done while sleeping that's kind of like the most terrifying since I've never been really scared of sleep paralysis myself? When your arm falls asleep and you're on it.
Oh.
And it feels like you have no arm. And you start swinging that thing and it's just the weight. Just the weight
Dude.
Is there. And you like, and you want to make a fist or something. When you fall asleep on your arm.
Yeah.
The worst.
When we had that older bed, the one that we just got rid of for this purple mattress that we have, I woke up one day, both my legs were asleep. Dude, I almost collapsed getting out of bed. Like, oh, I got up and like I was able to stabilize myself. But like, I was like, oh my God, I have to walk to the bathroom. So I had to go to the bathroom really bad. I'm like, oh God. So like I literally had to like watch me put my foot down to make sure I was doing it right. So I didn't like buckle my knee or
like
something.
Like a baby horse.
Yeah. I
just
was
like hyperextend your legs and just like break them.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, oh my God.
No. But like I've done it where like I fall asleep on my arm and when I wake up, I'm like almost choking myself and I have to like throw my arm off myself, roll over and like,
What if you're one of those people that has like the two sets of DNA and like while you're in the womb, you consumed your other brother, sister,
not my other
brother's
trying
brother, sister trying to kill you.
Bring it. You
obviously I'm winning.
Yeah. I already won once. I can do it again.
I'll put you back in your place.
Yeah. Go back in my spleen.
Okay. So, cause you said Chili's and I think it was a TikTok, maybe a podcast.
Mm.
I don't know. Would you be willing for $500 million give up eating anything but Applebee's for the rest of your life? Only Applebee's.
I'm gonna tell
you only what they have on the menu. You can't be like, well, they can make this. No, it's what they have. Rest of your life.
But their
every
menus
meal,
change
every meal. Well, yeah, but that's fine. But like, I'm not saying like, oh, they have the ingredients to make like.
I'm gonna start this conversation by telling you that for money, I'm.
Yeah, really low bar.
the bar's low. Bar. I need. It's money, bro.
Sergio will do a lot for $20.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Not much. I'm not really a fan of Klondike bar. But if you were to hit me with like a what would you do for Reese's Fast Break? That list will be a little bit longer, I'm pretty sure. Because I like me a Reese's Fast Break.
Okay, let's go with $500 million.
$500 million.
Oh, sold.
Sold.
I'm eating
Applebee's.
Chili. Applebee's?
Not Chili's.
Not
Applebee's.
Iggy's.
Nothing.
I haven't been to Applebee's in a while, but yeah. 500,
exactly.
$500 million, bro?
Well, that's the thing.
I would be eating their corn on the cob while like in my jet boat.
Sucks.
It don't matter at that point.
Like, think
about it. I'll tell you what. If that's the only thing I can eat, I'll be crying eating my Applebee's in my Ferrari or whatever. I don't know.
But, oh my God. I don't know if I could.
Sorry to tell you, $500 million. That's life-changing money, bud.
I get cravings for like sushi and stuff. They don't carry sushi. If I want like a... Like I don't even know. Does Applebee's even have breakfast? That means you're giving up breakfast. That means no fresh toast.
I think if you go to Applebee's for breakfast, your life is already pretty low.
You're in a bad place.
You're in a bad place anyway. No, they probably don't. They don't have any of that stuff. But $500 million, bro, that's life changing. I'll take that hit for my family. $500 million.
That's admirable.
Thanks,
I'll hand
bud.
It to you. But I saw it and like the guys just immediately went off on like how much they hate Applebee's.
Enjoy
like,
my Texas fries.
I couldn't even tell you what they have on the menu.
I don't know either. I haven't been
because every time I think of something, I'm like, no, that's Chili's.
Yeah,
that's I'm like, no, that's at Chili's, and I can't tell you the last time I went to Applebee's.
When was the last Haley's Comet?
For real, like
no.
Like, in all reality, I think I've only ate there like three times.
But I feel like everybody does confuse Applebee's with Chili's.
Yeah, because Chili's is the good one.
Chili's does hit different, so I'm glad you didn't say Chili's because then they would have been.
Yeah, Chili's would have been a lot better.
I would have been like,
they're
rich
little,
and at Chili's.
They got their molten lava cake. They got their
cheesecakes. They got their
little chicken strip things.
Texas
their
fries.
Wings.
I don't know. They got tons of stuff.
Yeah,
but no, yeah, I would do it for the family. It would suck, but $500 million, dude.
You're eating like these really flat, like hardly any cheese mozzarella sticks. They're like, I love you guys.
I got like
spreading.
We're in like the Bahamas having like fresh seafood and like I'm over there with my chili with my Applebee's.
See, like
that's rough, but
yeah, man, Applebee's because I feel that if you said like McDonald's or something, I would almost be more willing to do it than Applebee's because I know what I like for McDonald's. I've ate at Applebee's like five times in my life.
You think so?
None in the last decade.
All right. I get that.
But like, I had McDonald's the other day. I know what I like.
You know what you like. But it's... I feel like the food at McDonald's is a little bit more like tamed down than Applebee's. I think with Applebee's, it's like they have to try to wow you. It's like they don't make like just a plain burger or nuggets. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they got to have like their blue cheeseburger or whatever.
Yeah, with like Jack Daniel's sauce and like...
I think that's TGI Fridays. I honestly,
TGI Fridays even around anymore?
I don't know. I would put them above Applebee's. But they're still below Chili's.
I hope Applebee's is listening. Step it up.
Yeah, step it up.
Come
we're
back.
We're losing a very vital part of our society if Applebee's goes under.
Applebee's has
I don't
rats.
Know who eats there, but.
Ever since Talladega Nights dropped, they've gone downhill.
They took their.
Applebee's win. Has rats. I find a whole rat in my Cobb salad.
Menu.
Oh, you're looking up the menu at Applebee's?
Maybe I need to start.
You know
start
what? Do
there.
They have something?
Dude, they have breadsticks with Alfredo sauce, nachos, spinach artichoke
you
dip.
You just swung like three different ways into the cultural. It's like they got nachos,
they got sirloins,
they got
baby back ribs.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro.
You know, maybe, yeah, I'll take the bullet. Chicken breast, classic blackened shrimp Alfredo.
Okay, for the same amount. $500 million.
Okay.
Would you stop eating red beef?
Like red meat?
Red meat. Red meat in general.
So is
forever.
Like birds, are they still on the table?
I'd say red meat, yeah. Red
so like I can still have chicken and
I'd
turkey
red,
and
red meat's meat that
so just not beef or pork?
Or is it red? Is red meat just not anything? The flies or red?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, I think what you're trying
you're
to say.
Not going vegetarian, but just red meat. Okay, you can still eat chicken.
It can be meat, but it's from the ocean. So it's like fish is possible, but like if it clucks, oinks, or moos, or any kind of like deer noise, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Once you said fish, I kind of
get some tuna fish, some halibut, some salmon, some cod. Some
mahi-mahi.
Oh, yeah, the sushi. Oh, my gosh. With that money, I could afford to eat sushi a lot more.
I know. I just thought about that, too.
Loophole, man.
Loophole. See?
Yeah, and that's your loophole.
Definitely. That's why you don't do...
Yes, I would definitely take the $500 million.
See, so Applebee's, with Applebee's, you're limiting my meals. I still have red meat, but at what cost?
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's...
That's why
it says it's top sirloin, but is it really top?
Is it, though? Is it USDA choice?
No, it's probably the riblets that were cut off of Chili's food. But, yeah, 500 mil to not eat a land-dwelling animal? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely do
that's
that.
A simple one. That's I shot that one out, and then I thought of sushi.
Ooh. Yeah, that one. I could definitely do that one.
Sorry, I had to burp that.
I was going to... So related, not related to this. If you could only eat, like, one kind of animal for the rest of your life, whether it be like chicken, pork, cow,
beef.
You'd pick beef.
Beef all day.
Hands down.
I mean, there's tons of good things about chicken and like pork, but I feel with a cow you can do a lot more.
It's more versatile.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I was thinking too. But I realized, I think chicken would probably be better because you can like, it can end up in more pastas and stuff because there's always like a chicken version of a pasta. And then you can fry it, you can bake it, or not bake it.
Yeah, but a lot of the, what pasta needs is cream.
Well, I'm saying the meat aspect, not the...
Well, yeah, but if
but,
you...
Yeah, I mean,
if you're only eating one thing
dairy,
from one animal, then dairy
you know, good
goes
point.
Into a lot more.
Chickens do not have milk.
Chicken I have milk. Nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
So, yeah, for the simple fact of, like, my chocolate milk, yeah. Cow.
See?
Straight up. Not even question them.
I did you the way you did me.
You done did me dirty. don't curve. Because cheese,
good,
man.
Cheese, man. I'm telling
I love
you.
Cheese.
Moon cheese.
God, I love cheese. Like, I think,
see?
Like at any given day.
Like you're saying the meat. So basically, I'm assuming anything the animal provides.
Yeah.
So in that case. Like, because I thought of the chickens and the eggs. And I was like, I love eggs, dude. Scrambled eggs, you know, poached. Everything. But.
Yeah. It would be hard to live without bacon, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be hard.
It would be difficult.
But here's the thing.
But it'd also be hard to live without, like, a lot of, like, pork.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, like, I think out of the three, pork would be the bottom one. Because, what, pulled pork and pork chops?
Spare ribs off pork ribs.
Okay, so three things.
Chorizo.
I can name, like, five things that I can use with just ground beef.
Chorizo.
That's not that high on my priority list.
It's high on mine.
I'm sure it is.
I gave it up.
Yes, but what I was going with this, not with this, but like unrelated to it, about the cheese.
Yeah.
Like any given day you go to our house, we have at least three or four different styles of cheese.
Yeah.
We are cheese connoisseurs.
Oh, 100%.
Like I love the holidays when the time comes around that you can get like those like little summer sausages with like the cheese and the mustard.
Son.
Oh,
son.
God, those things. Like,
yes.
We've had twice this year. We had one on the Super Bowl, then just one on a random day. Charcuterie boards for dinner.
I'm telling you, dude.
Like, random preserved. Like, it's probably not good. All the nitrates.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
there's a lot of not good in that preserved
meat. There's a lot of not good in a lot of things you eat anyway. And the thing is that, like, a lot of people, like, focus on that. It's like, We're a creature that, going back to, we eat things based off like taste and pleasure, and like, you know, if you can't enjoy your food, it's like you're kind of just living life like
you're trying to extend boring. It and you still have the chance of getting hit by a truck.
Like, yeah,
I don't want to die.
I never died
like, man, I ate nothing but lettuce my whole
life. I never died at the hands of a wheel of cheese.
Sorry for those people that are lactose intolerant that are listening, but you're missing out.
Can you be born lactose intolerant?
Yeah.
Or is that a developed disease?
I think you can be born with it. I assume it's just like peanut allergy or something like that. Like, no. You're just born with it.
So I think like my...
maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's
like, I know people that are lactose intolerant, but like they used to eat cheese all the time. And like it was, I think it's like an age thing.
Think it's an age thing?
Because I think that milk is affecting me a lot differently now at this age.
Well, here's the thing.
And here I go again talking about how old we are.
Yeah.
I know people have said that. You guys aren't that old.
Well, we feel
listen here, Sonny.
Listen here.
You don't tell me how I feel shaking my fist at you.
Get off my
damn arm. Hoodlums.
But the thing with milk is I guess, like, Asia, because dairy cow wasn't as, like, a prevalent thing in their, like, cultural society, that a lot more people from that part of the world have a higher likelihood to be lactose intolerant. And I guess the lowest one is, like, the Europe area, because they just had it the most. So, milk. Like, throughout history, Europeans dealt with cow a lot more. But over in Asia, there's some cultures that actually worship cows.
They worship, yeah, yeah.
So you're not just going to take and milk your god. Well, that's, I don't know, maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know how they work out there.
Yeah.
But then again, you got like almond milk and all that jazz nowadays. Yeah,
I've never milked an almond, so I don't know.
I just don't think my fingers are strong enough.
Yeah, like I just...
See?
I don't think I have a stable enough hand to try to milk an almond.
You ever squeeze an almond?
They're hard.
Yeah.
I've stepped on one. It didn't even... Not even a drop.
Why is there an almond on the ground?
A llama? Because I have kids and Anna just is a mess sometimes with her food.
I'm like... I never thought of the fact that I could step on an almond in my life.
Well, I mean, you might have and just didn't notice it. But yeah, to the point, I've never stepped on an almond and it like produced milk.
So where did that puddle come from? Oh, I stepped on an almond the other...
Oh, give me new socks. I got almond milk.
Oh, man, I got almond milk all over.
But no, I've heard almond milk's actually pretty good.
I've had it. It's not... You can tell. Like, as much as people are like, oh, my God, try this almond milk or soy milk, it doesn't taste like anything. It tastes like milk.
It's if you've never had milk before.
Yeah. Well,
would you...
This tastes exactly like milk, but forget any idea of what milk tastes like.
Yeah. Do you think... So you've had almond milk.
Yeah.
You've had soy milk.
Yeah.
You've had coconut milk.
I've had coconut milk.
What other milks are there that aren't dairy? Almond milk, soy.
Soy milk.
Those are the only three I can think of. What list would you put them in from worst to best?
Regular milk being the best.
Well, yeah, regular milk being best, and then the three others being lower. Because, so I think guess best to worst.
I think regular milk takes the top, and then you got, like, skim milk.
That's regular milk. It's just not what you should drink.
Skim milk.
It's either 1%, it goes 2%, 1%,
it goes D.
No, it goes 2% for sure in my book. And then I don't know if whole milk or 1%. Because whole milk, I think, tastes better plain, but 1% tastes better as chocolate milk, and I'm
okay.
Milk. That's my milkology.
You know what you should try is just go get some almond milk and try it with chocolate.
That's blasphemy, and I don't want that in my house, and I don't need that negativity in my life.
It might
thank
happen.
You, though.
Try again. No, but I'd say regular milk, and then like almond milk's all right. It's not horrible, but it's not. I'm not going for that. And then it's soy. Soy's kind of weird.
Can you put coconut at the bottom?
Coconut, because I'm not like a huge coconut fan.
I love coconut. Coconut's healthy for you.
Yeah, but it's not about the taste. It's about
coconut's
the consistency.
Coconut's the avocado of the ocean.
Yeah, and I don't like avocados either. So oh, yeah. Leave them in the ocean.
I like them now.
Avocado of the ocean? They grow on trees, you dingus.
I know they grow on
trees. I was
trees,
like, what are
you? But they grow around the ocean. I've never seen a coconut tree.
You guys see that bushel in the middle of the ocean over there? That's coconut bushel.
I'm not talking about kelp. I'm saying
is she floating?
No, I meant like a coconut grows on a.
I know what you meant.
Good Lord, man, who invited you?
No, but I'd say that's the way it goes. I don't like coconut, so
you don't like coconuts?
Yeah, not a fan.
I love coconut.
Life
like,
and death.
I like coconut my chocolate. Like
coconut milk and chocolate. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Did I just break your world? Or
you might have just improvised on something in case, like, dairy cows go missing one day.
You were
in
ready,
case they all go up on the moon with the
you're
moon
ready
cheese.
To kick me out of my own garage when I said to try soy milk or almond milk with chocolate.
God, I was a little more heated and bothered than I should have been.
He raised his hand at me. facts.
All right, guys. I guess we're gonna end this because
Makes me want some chocolate milk.
Yeah,
but yeah,
with dairy milk.
We'll cap it off here.
Okay, and then because from the other episode, I don't know if you still have or not, but you need to go get yourself a peanut butter and jelly and a chocolate milk.
No, it's gonna happen if it hasn't already happened by the time this drops.
Yeah, definitely. But all right, guys. So don't forget to favorite us and tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen from. There's a couple others out there. Still waiting on you, Pandora.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and follow us on all the social medias and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. If I don't have 1,000 followers by the end of this year on TikTok for the Road Fries page, I will do something not pleasing to you people. Just kidding. Just follow us. Give us 1,000 followers so I can do lives. So I can be silly.
You're gonna be a silly goose. Yeah. Okay, guys. Take care then.
Later.